请我们预备心一起低头祷告。
In order to prepare, why don't we say a prayer?
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你在今天虽然下雨，但是让我们有清爽的天气来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you, God, that this morning, even though it's raining, it is cool, and so we can come before you and worship.
主啊，请让我们知道，我们活着是在为着你，我们死也是为着你，因为现在活着的不再是我，乃是你在我们里面活着。
Lord, we thank you, God, that if we live, it is for you. If we die, it is for you. Because it's no longer I who live, but Jesus Christ who lives within me.
我们这样祷告，靠你名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的圣经节比较短，所以我自己来念，只有两节而已。
Today's scripture passage is very short, so I'm just going to read it myself.
请我们打开圣经。
So let us open our Bibles.
是腓立比书一章二十到二十一节。
To Philippians 1:20-21.
照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now and always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
在座各位应该听过有一个皇帝叫做秦始皇吧。
I think most of you probably heard of the first emperor of China.
他是中国第一个皇帝，是我们大家都知道，但是他也是第一个去求长生不老的长生不老药的皇帝。
You guys probably have heard of this guy because he's the first emperor of the first dynasty of China, but also he was the first one that was trying to achieve this long and healthy life and never get old.
因为他是皇帝，所以他更想要荣华富贵，长生不老。
And also because he is the emperor, or he was the emperor, so he just tried his best to achieve everything and get all the success and live long and never die.
很可惜他死了。
But guess what? He died.
那是他死以前，他造了几千个兵马俑。
He was the one who created all those terracotta warriors.
不过感谢秦始皇，那我们今天可以去西安观光的时候有东西可以看。
But thanks to that emperor, that now we can go up to Xi'an and look at all those terracotta warriors.
兵马俑的目的其实是要保护秦始皇到另外一个世界不要被欺负，因为他在活的世界杀人放火太多了。
He created all those terracotta warriors to protect him and even protect him after he died.
OK, 那你也许会讲秦始皇是贪生怕死胆小鬼。
You'd probably look at the emperor of China to be just a coward and just be morally afraid of death and care for nothing about his own, nothing except for his own life.
没错，贪生怕死是我每个人的本性，即使是不管你是皇帝或是乞丐，我们每个人都会面临到贪生怕死这个无法突破的问题。
Most of us are afraid of death. I mean, that's just our original nature.
因为没有人知道自己快要死亡以后所面对到未来下一秒钟要死亡以后所面对到的世界是什么样子。
Because none of us know what it's going to be like after we die.
死亡是从亚当夏娃开始到现在每个人都会碰到的问题。
Ever since Adam and Eve, everybody will die.
今年是2011年，那现在的科技虽然很进步，可以透过 email、Skype、MSN 这样镜头面对面，甚至可以一通电话可以打到美国去，但是我到现在还没有接到秦始皇打电话给我。
Now it's 2011, and it's a time of high technology, and we have all these things like Skype and Facebook and telephones and many ways to contact with places far, far away like America, but I've never received a phone call from death.
秦始皇也没告诉我说他许的那个阴间长得什么样子。
And the emperor never gave me a call or Skype me telling me what death was like.
所以死亡在人类的心里，只要有人一直到未来，只要有人都会很害怕的一个，而且是一个很禁忌的话题。
Death is a very hard subject to talk about. It's something that many, many people are afraid of. And so, this is kind of, you're not allowed to talk about death.
但是有一个人很大胆哦，他胆大包天，他甚至敢对全世界夸口，我死了就有益处。
But there was a man, and he was very courageous, and he dared to talk about death. And he said that even to die is gain.
他甚至巴不得赶快离开世界，这个人是谁？
And he was looking forward to leave this world. Who was this guy?
这个人就是我们今天所要读的圣经这一段经文的作者，就是使徒保罗。
This person is the writer of the scripture that we just read. He was the Apostle Paul.
我们如果对新约圣经有一点了解的话，就知道那个使徒行传第16章1到40节，它记载保罗开始第二次的旅行传道。
If we know a little bit about the New Testament, we know that in Acts 16, 1 to 40, speaks of Paul's second missionary journey.
保罗和他的同伴希拉、提摩太前往一个城市叫做特罗亚。
Paul went to a place called Troas with a couple of co-workers, Silas and Timothy.
主耶稣借着异象向保罗发出马其顿的呼声。
And the Lord gave him a vision, a call, the Macedonian call.
他们马上改变行程，前往马其顿最重要的城市腓立比，建立第一个教会，在欧洲的第一个教会。
And he was heading in one direction, but he changed his direction.To go to Macedonia, to a major city in Macedonia called Philippi.
耶稣基督的福音也从小亚细亚，就是从那个中东开始进入到欧洲。
And here's where the gospel, this gospel spread from Asia, started moving to the European continent.
这本书是什么？大家知道吧？
What is this book?
圣经。
It's a Bible.
Okay.圣经里面有新约，新约有旧约跟新约，新约有27卷。
In the Bible, there's an Old Testament and a New Testament, and in the New Testament, there are 27 books.
其中13卷书信是作者是保罗。
And 13 of those 27 were written by Paul.
那有四封信比较特别的，就是以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书和腓利门书。
And there are four letters that are a little bit special. They are...Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Galatians. Thank you. Yeah.
这四封信是被称为监狱书信，因为当时保罗在写作这个书信的时候，他是在罗马坐的监狱里面坐牢的时候写的。
These are called the prison epistles, and the reason they're called prison epistles is when Paul was in prison, he wrote these books.
虽然保罗无法和腓立比教会的信徒同在
，Even though Paul wasn't able to be with the church of Philippi，
他仍然透过他亲笔签名的信件，也就是我们今天读的这卷书，就到腓立比书来感谢他们。
All he was able to do was write a letter to them to give them thanks。
而且不只是感谢，也鼓励他们。虽然在遭受患难痛苦的时候，还是鼓励他们这些腓立比的教会的信徒继续保持在基督里面的信心和勇气。
Not only was he thankful, he was encouraging them that even though they go through many difficulties and struggles and disappointments, but to keep on moving forward and have faith in Jesus.
保罗当时是罗马政府的囚犯，虽然他是为主受苦，但是因为他受苦的见证，让很多人。包括尤其是希腊人能够听到福音。
Paul was a criminal in the Roman Empire, of the Roman Empire. And even though he was persecuted for his faith, he still had, and for his testimony, he still had a heart to preach the gospel, even to the Greeks.
因为坚定的信心，保罗虽然为主受苦，仍然觉得快乐。因为保罗知道耶稣差遣圣灵，让他有生存的力量。
Even though, even oh, just, sorry. I'm having struggles here. Okay. Today, because of his strong faith, he was able to continue to have a heart of joy, and Paul was able to do all of this out of joy because of the joy that the Lord and the strength that the Lord gave him in his heart.
圣灵与保罗同在，也印证了耶稣的应许。他要差遣圣灵跟每一个相信他人同在，直到世界的末了。
The Holy Spirit is with him, and he allowed his promises to come true in Paul's life. And so, because of Jesus was with Paul, he was able to go to the ends of the earth.
我刚才读到那个经文里面的第一个动词是照着我所切慕。
The first verb that I said in this, or that we read in this passage, was eagerness.
他这个保罗所说的这个切慕是一个非常生动和不寻常的字，全本新约圣经只面的新约圣经只出现两次。
This word is a very lively word. This word is a very unordinary or uncommon word, and it actually only appears in the Bible twice.
是保罗的专用字，第一次出现在罗马书八章十九节。
The first time that this word appears is in Romans 8:19.
中文圣经翻译成切慕等候，切望等候。
This means to wait with a eager longing.
这个字的意思是十分专心、迫切的等待。
This word means to be extremely focused and to be urgently waiting.
各位已经结婚的弟兄姐妹，可能还有这种，可能还记得这种经验哦。
I think for those that are already married, you probably remember some kind of experience in your own life.
当你热恋的时候，你跟你的男朋友或女朋友第一次约在某一间咖啡厅或是电影院见面的时候，你等了半个小时甚至更久，你那时候心情你是什么心情？你的男朋友或女朋友还没有出现。
When you're passionately in love and you're ready to go on a date with this person, and it's the first time you meet at the coffee shop or the movies or something, and you're waiting for this person, how do you feel?
我相信你对其他事情，其他人经过你旁边，你根本忘记了，你一心一意要等是谁。
And so you probably forget everything else except for that person that you're waiting for.
我相信你要等的就是你的男朋友或女朋友赶快出现在你面前。
You're just waiting for your boyfriend or your girlfriend to hurry up and just show up.
这种巴不得他赶快出现你面前的心情，就是保罗在等待主耶稣的那种心态、那种态度。
And I think this is kind of like the way that Paul was waiting for Jesus. This kind of a attitude that he had.
可是很多时候，我常常觉得我自己的盼望没有像保罗这么好，而且很容易落空。
A lot of times I think that my hope is not like Paul's hope. A lot of times my hopes just fall through.
就像我刚去美国，我六年，2005年刚去美国的时候，我每天的盼望就是能够吃到台湾的小吃。
Just like 6 years ago when I went to America, every day my eager longing was to eat Taiwanese delicacies.
所以我抱怨上帝了，但是我现在回家起来，我觉得我很幼稚。
So I kept complaining to God, but now I'm in Taiwan and I get to eat that excellent food.
因为我们常其实我们可以发现一件事，我们所切望所盼望的事情不完全是上帝所喜欢的。
Because we're human and probably not all of our desires are what the Lord's desires are.
可是我们注意到一件事情，保罗提醒我们一件事情，他甚至敢夸口说没有一件事情叫他羞愧，也就是没有什么事情让他失望落空。
But Paul reminds us that there are nothing that makes the Lord embarrassed or his plans fall through.
因为保罗所盼望所等待的不是像我等待的台湾小吃这种属于肉体的属于世界上的那个芝麻绿豆的小事。
But what Paul's eager longing is at this point is not like, you know, Taiwan's delicacies or what he's going to eat. It's much beyond that.
因为保罗所等待的是上帝所喜悦的事情，所以这种盼望不会失望。
Because what Paul's desire is now is what the Lord wants, and so he will not be disappointed.
保罗的盼望就是希望自己不会退缩或软弱。
Paul's desire here is not that he would get weak or fall away.
保罗相信他自己在基督里面必然得到充足的勇气。
Paul believes that he in the Lord will get the courage that he needs.
我们从整本圣经，我们从保罗的十三封书信里面，从罗马书一直到腓利门书，我们发现一件事情：保罗从来不会认为传福音是一种羞耻的事。
From in all of Paul's letters, from Romans all the way to Philemon, we never see that Paul is discouraged about having about serving the Lord.
因为保罗以他的生命，以他的言行举止来证明一件事，就是基督的福音是上帝的大能。
Because we know that Paul's life, we know that the way he acts shows that the gospel is the power of God.
因为耶稣基督就是福音的本身。
Because Jesus is the gospel.
耶稣要救一切相信的人，不论是犹太人或希腊人，男人或女人，主人或仆人。
He will save all those who believe. It doesn't matter if it's Jew or Greek, man or woman, slave or master.
耶稣也要救台湾人、美国人和加拿大人。
He's going to save people from Taiwan, America, and even Canada.
那我们可以从圣经里面看，从尤其是使徒行传里面看到保罗的一生哦。上帝赦免保罗的罪过，呼召保罗跟随耶稣。
In the Bible, especially in Acts, we can see that Jesus he forgives Paul's.Paul's sin and Paul's shortcomings.
耶稣不只是呼召保罗跟随他，而且要保罗跟基督一起钉十字架。
Jesus not only called Paul to follow him, he wanted him to die with him on the cross.
保罗传扬基督的勇气，就是罗马书第八章三十五节到三十七节所描述的。
We can see Paul's courageousness.Especially in Romans 8:35-39.
他圣经是这样写的。
This is what the Bible says.
谁能与我们基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
So who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。
As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
因为我们深信，无论是生是死，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事。是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物。
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
都不能叫我们与上帝的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Amen.
从归信耶稣以后
after Paul gave his life to Jesus,
保罗的生命几乎都是在受苦。
He just had a lot of persecution.
但是受苦却给保罗一个大好的机会来彰显基督的大爱。
But this persecution gave Paul the opportunity to show off the amazing love of Jesus.
不管任何环境。
It didn't matter what the environment or the circumstances were like.
不论顺利或失意。
It didn't matter if everything went well or if he was disappointed or frustrated because things didn't go well.
保罗都把握这机会彰显耶稣基督。
Paul took every opportunity he had to show Jesus to people.
我们可以想象保罗用现在的术语来讲，保罗好像一个推销耶稣的一个业务员一样，找到任何一个机会都一直在推销耶稣。我不喜欢用推销这个动词，一直在宣传耶稣基督的福音，一个很好的 一个很尽忠尽尽忠职守的的仆人。
Paul is better than the best marketer. You know, the marketers, they want to work as hard as they can to sell their product. But Paul was even better. He was able to preach Jesus with all he had, with more liveliness and vigor and everything, more than these MLM companies.
保罗热切盼望的是，不论是因为身体的安危受苦，而拦阻基督在他身上的彰显，叫他感到羞愧。
There was nothing. There was nothing to be embarrassed about. Even though he had so much frustration and so much difficulties, no matter if he things were going well for him or going bad for him, nothing would cause him to feel embarrassed or lose face.
相反的，保罗虽然面对死亡的威胁，
even though Paul was also going to face death someday.
我们从《使徒行传》还有保罗自己的在他书信里面的描述里面，我们可以发现保罗好几次面临到被丢石头甚至被打的威胁。
From Acts and from a lot of Paul's epistles, we know that he was often stoned or often persecuted for his faith.
他仍然继续有胆量彰显主耶稣基督。
But he still had the guts to show off Jesus, to share Jesus.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们是不是想到我们自己常常会找理由不想彰显耶稣基督？
Don't we often try to find opportunities or try to shrink back from showing off Jesus in our life?
我们常常觉得自己不会讲话，长得也不好看。
We think maybe we don't have we can't speak very well or we don't look very handsome or beautiful.
甚至我们常常讲说，我们的行为会不会让一旦提到基督徒这个三个字，我们会被别人让别人从我们行为看不到耶稣。
Or maybe because even though we say we are a Christian, but our lives don't match up with that, so we're not being a very good testimony of Jesus.
我们一旦有这种思想的时候，请我们回头看圣经，看保罗，不管在什么情况下，他仍然坚持要彰显耶稣基督的荣耀。
So whenever we start to have this kind of a thought going on in our mind, we need to look back to the Bible. We need to see whenever Paul went through difficulties, how did he respond? How was he a testimony of Jesus?
我们继续看到保罗是怎么彰显耶稣的哦。他讲过一句名言：“活着就是基督。”
Let's see how Paul showed off Jesus in his life. He had one. He wrote one scripture that said that to live is Christ.
活着就是基督，意思不是指我们靠着，不是指说我们靠着主的力量活着。而且是主耶稣在我们里面取代我们的老我，也就是我们的罪行。主耶稣亲自在我们里面活着。
So to live as Christ does not mean that we just, you know, live in Christ's power and His strength that He gives us. It means much more than that. It means that Jesus comes in and replaces our old selves.
这种主耶稣在我们里面活着，跟科幻片里面那种寄生虫在我们里面活着完全不一样。
And this isn't like a science fiction movie either. It's completely different.
你可能会想象像 science movie 那个蚊子咬你，结果虫就爬来爬去，那虫就从你肚子里面跑出来或控制你，不是那种活在你里面。
It's not like a science fiction movie where you know a bug comes and bites you and crawls in your mouth and into your stomach and it multiplies and all of a sudden you have all these bugs and stuff coming out of your ears and nose and all this. It's not like this.
主耶稣在我们里面活的意思是说，我们里面的旧的罪性，那种人的堕落、人的不完全，甚至背叛上帝的那种意志力，完全被耶稣基督顺服上帝的本性所取代着。
What this means is that our evilness of our heart, our sinful actions and our sinful desires, and not wanting to do anything with Jesus or the gospel or anything, that Jesus comes in and completely wipes that stuff away and replaces it.
一个活着就是基督的人，他的人生是为基督而活。
A person that says to live is Christ, I mean, he lives his whole life for Jesus.
我们可能听过一句话，我活着就是为赚钱。
Maybe you've heard a saying that I live for money.
很多人眼睛一睁开就赚钱，闭着眼睛还是要赚钱，到死以前还是要赚钱。
There are people that as soon as they wake up in the morning, they're thinking, how can I make money? When they close their eyes at night, they're thinking, how do I make money? All their days, they're thinking, how do I make money? Even to that second that they're on their deathbed and they're ready to die, they're thinking, how do I make money?
但是一个活着就是为活着就是为基督人，他到死还是在想，我要怎么让基督在我身上彰显出来。
But a person who lives for Christ, his whole life, whether when he's sleeping and when he's awake, till his deathbed, he's like, how can I glorify Christ with my life?
他的人生完全被基督所占有管理。
This person has been totally, completely, what's that word? Occupied by Jesus, and Jesus becomes the controller of his life.
基督就是他人生的方向、意义和一切的一切。
Jesus gives that person direction and meaning, and Jesus becomes that person's all in all.
我刚才有提到秦始皇这个人。
Remember I told you about the first emperor of China?
他甚至虽然当了皇帝，他还是怕死。
Even though he was a big, you know, leader, big emperor of China, but he was afraid of death.
但是你会问说，保罗凭什么？他不是皇帝，他也不是。什么超人？但是保罗为什么敢夸口？我死了就有益处。
But how can Paul, you know, a nobody who's not a big leader of a nation or something, but he says that when I die, there's so much benefit for me.
其实保罗的意思是说，他死了就得到了。
What he means is when he dies, he gains everything.
或许你会说，保罗得到什么？是保险金吗
？You might think, but what is God? What is Paul actually gaining?
保罗死了得到的是国旗盖在他的棺材上面吗？
When he dies, is it, you know, that he just can have some big letters put on his tombstone and have many people, you know, visit him at his grave?
不是，保罗他讲到得到不是这些世界上看得到的东西，这种得到是得到耶稣自己与基督同在。
But he doesn't gain this. He doesn't gain the material things or a big following. What he gains is to be able to be with Jesus.
这种得到不但是指死后要得到天上的赏赐，而且众圣徒永永远远与基督同在。
But what he gains is not only getting to be with Jesus and getting a heavenly blessing, but he gets to be with the Father forever.
事实上，每一个存信心在主里面死的人，都要安然见到主。
Everybody that believes in Jesus, when they die, they get to meet the Father God in heaven afterwards. They get to be in peace with Him.
我们还记得耶稣被钉十字架的时候，左右各有一个强盗吧？
I remember when Jesus was being crucified, he had two thieves on both sides of him.
有一个强盗一直在嘲笑耶稣说：“你自己下来啊！你说什么？”
There was one that was kind of making fun of Jesus. He says, if you're powerful, then come down from the cross.
另外一个强盗向耶稣忏悔，耶稣对他说什么？
But the other person was opposite. So what did Jesus tell that other thief?
耶稣向那个强盗说，我实实在在告诉你，今日你要与我同在乐园了。
He said that, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣没有说三年以后，三百年以后，而是说马上现在。
Jesus didn't say, you know, 3 years later or in 300 years. No, he said, today you will be with me in paradise.
这种永恒的保证，让保罗可以把死亡当作是进入耶稣基督更接近的通道。
This guarantee of eternity, was a way that, Paul was able to, was a channel for him to get close to Jesus even after death.
你知道吗？所有宗教里面都没有一个宗教敢提出这种永恒的保证。
You know, no other religion gives you an eternal guarantee.
有一天孔子的学生问孔子一个问题。
One day, a Confucius student asked him a question.
老师，老师，我们在这世上会发生什么事情
？Teacher, teacher, what's going to happen to me while I'm on this earth?
那我们死后以后，世界上一切是不是又要再发生一次
？When I die, is all the stuff going to happen again?
孔子怎么回答那个学生？你知道吗
？And how did Confucius answer?
孔子说：“我连在世上要发生什么事我都不知道，我怎么知道死后以后会变成怎么样
？”He said, "I don't even know what's going to happen to me while on earth, so how can I even tell what's going to happen after we die?
但是耶稣告诉我们说，我实实在在告诉你，今日你就要与我同在乐园了。
But Jesus is telling us that today you will be with me in paradise.
对于相信耶稣是主的基督徒而言，死亡就像是睡觉一样。
For those that believe that Jesus is God, when we die, it's just like falling asleep.
我们应该有参加过台湾人的葬礼吧。
Maybe you guys have seen a Taiwanese funeral before?
台湾的葬礼是充满了禁忌恐惧。
A Taiwanese funeral is full of fear and of people being afraid.
因为没有人敢保证他死后要去哪里。
Because nobody knows that when that person dies, where he goes afterwards.
尤其是推到火葬坑里面是烧掉的时候，那是最恐怖的事情。
The scariest part is when they get cremated.
甚至有家属赶快对着尸体说：“赶快跑，赶快跑，火来了。”
So the family members, when that body is about to get cremated, they say, "Oh, run away, because the fire is coming."
可是对基督徒来说，我们不用跑了。
But for a Christian, we don't have to run away.
因为主耶稣再来的时候，我们所有相信耶稣的人必然睡醒，站立在主耶稣面前。
Because after we die, we're going to wake up and we're going to stand before the Lord.
我们因为相信耶稣基督，死亡对我们来说，就像是团聚在主耶稣的怀里面，我们要与基督同在。
For us who believe in Jesus, when we die, it's going to be like a gathering or a reunion that we're going to be with Jesus forever.
我们要与主同在。
We're going to be with the Lord forever. We're going to be with him.
而且我们要与有史以来所有的众圣徒，所有相信耶稣基督的众圣徒，包括我们相信耶稣基督的亲朋好友，同在主的怀里。
And not only we're going to be gathering with Jesus, but we're going to be gathering with every Christian or every follower of God from the beginning of time. We're going to be gathered together with Jesus.
这种死亡的保证，这种面对死亡不怕死的保证，也就是保罗愿意与主同在，好得无比的保证。
You know, this guarantee that we don't have to be afraid of death. Paul is just looking forward to being, you know, it's a guarantee that he gets to be together with Jesus forever.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
请容许我用几分钟来讲一下我自己的一些见证，怎么信耶稣的事。
Please allow me to share my testimony a little bit with you guys.
我的家人是台湾民间宗教的信徒。
My parents are traditional religious worshippers, Taiwanese.
我到现在还是第一个基督徒。
All the way till now, I'm still the first Christian in my family.
1976年的时候，我家的房东是一个长老教会的长老，带我去教会参加主日学。
In 1976, my landlord, who was a Presbyterian Christian, came and took me to Sunday school.
所以我就一直在教会里面做礼拜，直到现在。
And from that time, from 76 to now, I've always gone to church.
但是这一段时间当中，我的父母是因为台湾民间宗教的信徒，他们不了解耶稣基督的大爱。
Because my parents are doing traditional worship practices, and so they don't understand the amazing love of God.
每次我去教会回来的时候，都被打，罚跪在主先排位。
Every time I come home from church, I would get spanked, I would get hit, and I would what?
被打跪在主先的排位。
And I would have to kneel down before them.
在主先排位，还有在那些佛像面前忏悔。
I would have to kneel down before my ancestor names and before the Buddhist thing, and I would have to say sorry for going to church.
我没有午饭吃，而且还我的圣经还被丢到垃圾桶。
I didn't have any lunch to eat, and my Bible was thrown in the trash.
我被打到没有地方去，只好跑到教会躲起来。
I was hit so hard that I had no place to run. All I could do is run to church and hide.
结果牧师打电话来跟我爸妈讲说：“拜托，不要再打你小孩。”
So the pastor called my parents and he told them, "Please stop hitting this poor boy."
我16岁的时候也是九以美国来讲是九年级。
When I was 16, so I was in the ninth grade.
我就立志要念神学院。
I had a heart. I wanted to go in to seminary.
因为我想让其他跟我一样有其他遭遇的人能认识耶稣。
Because I wanted people that had the same experience as I did to know Jesus.
我不是要夸耀自己，我要夸耀的是说，因为耶稣基督给我这种勇气，我相信耶稣基督也可以给你这种勇气，给你这种保证，让你能够得到新的生命。
I'm not trying to puff up myself. What I'm trying to say is, I wanted to share with you that Jesus gave me this courage to take the step of faith. And my prayer is that you guys too would have this courage and that you guys would take this step of faith as well.
在台湾这种社会里面，相信耶稣不是天上掉下来的福气。
In Taiwanese society, to believe in Jesus is not just some blessing that comes out of heaven.
是要付出代价的。
It takes a huge cost.
因为台湾社会一直在强调金钱是万能。
Because Taiwanese society says that money can accomplish everything.
只要你有钱，什么都万万都可以。
As long as you have money, you can do anything you want.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
当你半夜睡不着的时候，
when you can't sleep at night,
当你人生走到半路的时候，
when you've walked, you know, in a difficult time in your life,
你是否曾经问过自己一个问题？
Have you ever asked yourself a question?
我这辈子为什么而活？
Why am I living?
是为了荣华富贵吗？
Am I living just to get success and money?
是为了这个东西吗？
Am I living just for this thing?
这个东西很重要，我必须要承认。
Yeah, this thing is important.
如果没有这个东西，我甚至没有办法搭公车来教会。
If I don't have this stuff, I can't take a bus to come to church.
但是我们的一生就只有新台币吗？或是美金吗？
But in our life, is it all just about NT dollars or USD?
我们的生活目的不只是物质上的，还有更多看不到的信仰上的要求。
Our purpose of life is not this material stuff, but it's heavenly things.
我们从今天我们所读到的保罗的书信里面，我们看到保罗提供给我们是一种完全不一样的人生观。
From reading Paul's letters and especially from reading this passage today, I see that what Paul gives us is a totally different lifestyle, totally different value system than what this world has to offer.
保罗自从信耶稣以后，完全有新的不一样的答案。
After Paul became a believer in Jesus, he had a completely different answer to his problems in life.
保罗在大马士革的路上，他本来要去抓拿信耶稣的人，但是在大马士革，他亲自与耶稣相遇。
In Damascus, you know, Paul was going to try to find Christians to kill him, but it was also on the Damascus road that that Jesus met him.
他开始一个新的人生，基督就在他里面活着。
He started a new life, and he knew that to live is Christ.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你的大马士革在哪里？你是否每天与基督相遇呢？
Where is your Damascus? Do you meet with Jesus every day?
保罗每天都活在基督的面前，基督成为他生命的终点。
Paul came before Jesus every single day, and Jesus became the end of his life.
基督也是保罗生命的力量，也是因为基督，因为基督把足够恩典赐给保罗，使他软弱变刚强。
Jesus became the strength of Paul's life, that the grace of God allowed Paul to gave him courage to move on.
基督也成为保罗生命的全部，也是生命的开始和结束的目的。
Jesus became Paul's all in all. Jesus became the beginning and the purpose of Paul's life.
因为保罗的生活就是与基督永远同在的生活。
Because Paul's life was a life that every day was with Jesus.
各位弟兄姐妹，当你夜深人静的时候，请你好好想， 想一想你这一生的目的，你这一生的意义是什么？
While you're young, please consider and think about what is the purpose of your life.
你不用告诉我，你也不用告诉你太太，也不用告诉你朋友，只要晚上自己想一想，告诉上帝。
You don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell your wife, you don't have to tell your friends, but when you're going to bed at night, I want you to talk to God.
人生很短暂，马上就消失。
Life is like a vapor, it's gonna disappear in an instant.
很多时候我们看到报纸，早上有些人出门就回不来了。
We see in the newspaper often that a lot of times people leave in the morning and they never come home.
但是就在这一刻，
but at this moment,
耶稣就站立在你面前。
Jesus is standing before you.
他轻轻扣着你的心门。
And he's knocking at the door of your heart.
他要进入你内心最深处。
He wants to go into the depths of your heart.
他要你一同坐席。
He wants to be with you.
要活在你里面，成为你生命的主。
He wants to live inside of you. He wants to become the Lord of your life.
他要成为你新的生命。
He wants to give you a new life.
在座的各位，
everyone here,
你是否愿意说阿们，主耶稣，我愿你来？
Are you willing to say amen? Come, Jesus, come.
或者你只是跟耶稣讲说等一下。
Or do you just want to tell Jesus, wait a minute?
这是我们一直要思考的问题。
This is a question that we have to constantly think about.
请我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，如果不是因为你，我们的内心仍然活在罪恶当中，撒旦还是在我们里面成我们的主。如果不是因为你的缘故，
Lord, if it wasn't for you, we would still be in our sin, and Satan would become our Lord.
但是因为你，因为我们在十字架上的牺牲流血，我们的生命完全得以改变。
Because of your sacrifice on the cross and the blood that flowed for us, we can live a new and a changed life.
我们的罪性，我们的老我，全都被新的生命，也就是您的生命所取代。
Our old selves and our sinful nature has been changed, has been replaced by you.
主啊，我们真的愿意，活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
We are willing to say to live is Christ and to die is gain.
主啊，帮助我们在我们的言行举止，在我们所行所讲的一切，都是为了荣耀上帝而活。
Help us to live our lives for your glory.
因为我们的好行为，
Because of our good deeds,
众人就因此看得出我们彼此相爱，是你的门徒了。
People will see the way that we interact with each other, that we are your disciples.
也将荣耀归于你。
And give the glory to you.
我们这样祷告，靠你的名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.